All right, sounds good. It's now 7:30, and I'm going to go ahead and get started. All right, good evening. This is the January 22nd, 2025 meeting of the WPFW Relocation Committee. I am Kamau Harris, pro temp or chair pro temp for this meeting as we convene for the first time here in 2025. I'm going to call the roll. Please answer up when you hear your name. Miyuki Williams. Come back. I see her. Where? Tom Chase?
Here.
Mo Thomas. Dennis Williams. I don't see Dennis. Wayne Bruce. Robert Gordon. Verna Avery Brown. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
I am here.
All right, I'm going to go back. So, Miyuki Williams.
Present. Sorry, went to get a grape.
Not allowed.
I'm so sorry.
Mo Thomas. I think Mo Thomas is...
He's coming. He's here.
I just saw him. Yeah, he's here. I see his square. Dennis. We have Dennis yet? Wayne. See Wayne. See Robert. Robert.
Robert's there.
Yep. No Verna. All right. So
my name was
go ahead and
Ron Pinchback.
Oh, sorry. Yes. Mr. Pinchback is a standing member. Thank you.
And Dennis Williams.
Sorry, Ron.
Audio yet.
Dennis in. Okay. Very well.
Ron's on the phone.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm good.
All right, I have two members I'm unaccounted for. Oh, I see Verna. Verna's here now. Thank you, Verna. And Wayne Bruce. No one's seeing Wayne Bruce. Okay. All right. Evening. All right, thank you all. This is our initial meeting for this calendar year for the Relocation Committee. Lots of work to be done. I will read off the agenda for this evening, and then I'll ask for any input. Adds or subtractions. Our agenda tonight is to convene our meeting, roll call for 1 minute, approve agenda, 4 minutes, committee chair nominations and election, 20 minutes, committee secretary nomination and election, 20 minutes, update on broker representation, timeline development, I'm sorry, update on broker representation for 20 minutes, timeline development for 20 minutes, update on current list of potential properties, 20 minutes. Words from the incoming chair, 10 minutes. Questions for 10 minutes. Approximately adjourn around 9:30 p.m. Any motion to approve? Any adds, subtracts?
Vanessa moves to approve.
A All righty.
I second the motion. If it needs to be seconded, I second it.
Awesome. Thank you. All right.
I'm sorry. Point of personal privilege. I'm sorry.
Sure.
Okay. Just to say, I have another commitment. We're on the way to visit somebody at the hospital, so I'll only be on for maybe another 20 minutes or so until I get there.
Not a problem, Vanessa.
In 1,000 feet, continue straight.
All right. Any objections? Hearing none, we'll go forward with the agenda as read. All right. Committee chair nominations. I sent an email out. Those who didn't receive it, I will go ahead and kind of give a synopsis of what we're doing on this point, number four, on our committee chair nominations and elections. Each member is able to either nominate themselves or can be nominated by another to chair this committee for the ensuing year. Nominations will be received, and then we'll go into a vote if more than one nomination is received for the chair. We'll take 20 minutes to do that, and then we'll circle back. The secretary, we did not have a secretary in this committee prior. However, I do think that it would be very, very helpful to the chair. Tina was always in that position last year, that if someone could fill that role. As it stands right now, you can nominate yourself. You can be nominated by someone else for that position as well. All right. The chair nomination, if you want to nominate yourself or nominate somebody, go ahead, please, now, and I will write them down and try to facilitate this election. So do I have any nominations for relocation committee chair?
Chair, I'd like to nominate Dennis. I don't think his being on the PNB prohibits that. If he's willing to do it, I'd like to nominate him.
The only prohibition would be he cannot be an officer and be a director. So
okay.
So one nomination for Dennis Williams. Robert, I see your hand.
Yeah, I was going to nominate Dennis too.
Any other nominations for chair? All right, hearing none. One unanimous vote for Dennis Williams for chair of the relocation committee for the ensuing year. Congratulations, sir. Very good. Wayne is here. Okay.
Yeah, I got to sign off, though. Wayne. I'm in Orlando. I just wanted to vote. But there's no need to vote. I'm out. Peace and blessings.
All right, man. Thank you, man. Safe travels. All right.
About to nominate you a secretary.
Okay, let's get to that.
Nominate Wayne for secretary.
Did we get him get away before we got him? You let him get away before you got him.
Yeah, he got away. All right. I'll accept any nominations for secretary for the committee. Anybody want to nominate, self-nominate, or nominate secretary?
Question.
Yes, sir.
You may have addressed this in the email. I'm not sure. Does the secretary need to be a voting member, one of the 10 voting members of the committee?
I did not address that in the email, and the secretary does not. The secretary can be a non-voting member of this particular committee, nor do they have to be a delegate to the board. The secretary can be a member in good standing. They do not have to be an LSB delegate, nor do they have to be a voting member of the committee. So I'll take any nominations based on that. If you need clarity, let me know.
I have a point of information. So what is the secretary expected to do? I mean, is it taking minutes? Is it, you know, doing the kind of work that I did with the getting, you know, organizing the email tips. I mean, what kind of stuff are you talking about?
Yeah, good question. The way I see it is that the secretary would assist the chair in preparing the minutes for each meeting. Those minutes would then be submitted to the committee for review at subsequent meetings for approval. The secretary would also be responsible for sending out the Zoom link. They would have access to the LSB Zoom account.
In half a mile.
They would then be able to send out those meeting notifications. And then any other really kind of work that the chair would need assistance with. Of course, sending emails out. We did have a bit of, and I know your question, Addie, comes from a point of experience. We did have quite a bit of back and forth early on in the kind of a secretary role where we were soliciting referrals from the public. I'm not the chair, but I don't anticipate that necessarily, but I'll defer to Dennis how he anticipates moving forward in terms of cultivating properties. But the main focus for the secretary would be minutes and communications coming from the committee chair going out to membership, and also the, I would assume, preparation for reporting that would then ultimately come to the LSB, the larger body.
And I would add just one other thing that occurs to me right now would be to to help me keep track of the sort of the live properties.
Mm-hmm.
What are the 2, 4, 6 things that we are looking at a given time? If it looked like if we were going to do a sort of open the spigot again for a stream of solicitations, that to me would suggest sort of a separate project, sort of like you did before, Eddie. And I might look for some other people to help out with that, but I wouldn't necessarily expect that to be a secretarial duty.
Thanks. That's very helpful.
Chair.
It's still you for now. Yeah, come on.
Yes. Yes. Yes, Vanessa. Yes.
Okay, I'd like to nominate Addie.
I have a nomination for Adele Stan. Do you accept that nomination, Addie?
You.
I second.
All righty. Seconded by the chair. Any other nominations? Going once, going twice. Sold. One unanimous vote for Addie Stan, secretary for our relocation committee for the ensuing year. Thank you so much, Addie, for stepping up there. I really appreciate that. And congratulations, Dennis. And I see somebody saying nothing in the Pacific Islands. Okay, great. Thank you, Joyce. All right.
I said thank you all.
I will.
Thank
you. Oh, yes, absolutely. There's an agenda. Would you like to me to pass you the gavel, or is there?
Well, actually, if you don't mind, just sort of holding it through this meeting, and and I will take it next time, if that's okay.
Okay, not a problem. I put kind of loosely put the agenda together, so that's fine. I have no problem doing that. All right. With that said, number 4 and 5 are done. So number 6, update on our representation. The Ganau Group is the broker of record. We engaged them back in May of 2024. That engagement representation letter expires May 2025. We spoke with Victor D'Ambrosi, I think is how you say his last name. Victor's been assisting us in the search, and they're all in, of course, ready to proceed. He knew that we were going through the transition, getting into a temporary space, and then now they're fully engaged, ready to go. So the Ganau Group will be the broker of record. Any question about that? I'll pause there. Hearing none, moving quickly here, the number seven. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me just wrap, fix up. The primary contact between the broker and this committee has typically been the chair. And then the broker obviously is working very closely with management. So our interim general manager has been in close contact with Victor as well. So that will be the fundamental communication, unless, Dennis feels otherwise, but that'll be the fundamental line of communication. We don't want everybody flooding the broker with questions, so on and so forth. So let's streamline that, keep that the way it is, and then let the chair and his staff bring the information back to the committee. I think that would be, best suited for how we operate. Keep that limited conversation. Yes.
Yeah. Let me say that if Miyuki has that established, ongoing, communication, I'm fine with keeping that. I would just ask that she then add, Adele and me to the communication chains. You know, by way of introducing us, you can still be the primary contact. But if that way, if I have a question or if they can't reach you, they know that I'm somebody else that they can talk to, as well as Adele.
Yep. Perfect.
Okay. And so So by default, we are still in partnership with them. The second six months already kicked in. So we're still with them until at least May, correct?
Yes, that's correct. That agreement, the second 6 month period has already kicked in. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Bill Curtis, yes, sir. Go ahead.
Just a quick question. I'm a non-voting member, but I do have a right to comment or ask questions, as I understand it. The current temporary location that we're at, did this broker assist us with securing that? Or was that through our own network and our own work, minus the broker?
Yeah, I know. The contact was actually through a member. So Stan was gracious enough to give us a lead on that. And the work was done behind the scenes with the interim general manager working as well. So there's no, I don't know if you're asking about commission or anything like that, but there's no commission related to this particular lease, temporary lease.
No, I was just asking whether the broker assisted us to secure the temporary location. Thanks a lot.
Not really, no. No. Go ahead, Miyuki. I see your hand. You're on mute.
Oh, I just wanted to add, it was a member, Addie Stan, and engineer Frenchie that actually got us into the place. So it was a combination of the input from the team.
All right. Sounds great. All right. So we're at number seven. And what number seven is, in case it was a little ambiguous, timeline development. What we're talking about here is a process where we need to have definitive milestones reached in order to get a space and get out of the temporary location at Eckington and into a full-scale studio and office space for us to broadcast from. As it stands right now, that temporary space that we're in has a expiration date of 12/31/2025. Upon that expiration, you know, we got to be out. We have to find something. So what the timeline development is intended to do is work backwards from there, setting some milestone dates for us and for the broker especially to understand that by these particular dates, we want to have something, certain milestones reached. Experience teaches us now that a lot of the spaces aren't plug and play, that we can't just move in and immediately begin to broadcast. There's some fair amount of build out that needs to be done. So with that lead time, again, with some experience from the broker and from some of the landlords, roughly 5 to 6 months is probably the average. It can be a lot more. Sometimes it can be less. So if you push that out from 12/31, 5 to 6 months out, we're talking July 1st, that we want to have something secured and signed and ready to go for our location, for the station. That puts us now on a timeline between now and June 30, let's call it, to actually have secured a lease. That lease process, for all those who weren't fully involved in, on the first go-round, find a place, you negotiate, you ask for a letter of intent, you negotiate the letter of intent, they go back, if they're okay, you're okay, they develop a lease, you have to review the lease, so on and so forth. These things all take a fair amount of time to get to the final product. We want to make sure that we have that full month period at a minimum, well, really in this case at a maximum, to make sure that we're ready to go with a new place. That expedites everything. All right. It just really does. And so just I think I said enough on how quickly we have to get there, but we want to set in some milestones. So I don't necessarily expect all the milestones to be identified tonight, but the two that I think are critical are at least having a signed lease, let's call it by July 1, and being out of, obviously, Eckington Place by 12/31. Verna, I see your hand. Go ahead.
Yes. Thank you, Chair. So that deadline, I understand we're supposed to be out by, 12/31/25. But is there any flexibility in that? Would there be any opportunity to negotiate if we needed to? Just out of curiosity, not saying, and I completely respect and acknowledge this timeline that we're setting here is critical, but just want to know what we're up against.
Yeah. Yes, as it stands right now, we've had a good interim kind of, call it the trial period at Eckington. So far, so good. And I think there possibly is, if we get, push comes to shove, we could go back to the, management there seeking extension. However, I mean, that's something that needs to be identified, about 60 to 90 days out from expiration. We can't really go in thinking we're going to try and extend, in December for another year. I think we have to really understand where we are ahead of time and not wait until the last minute with hat in hand. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it absolutely does. Okay, thank you.
Okay. Yes, Minerva, go ahead.
Hey, good evening, Kamal and group. Let me ask, as you're talking about lease, have we identified the extent of the lease? Are we still looking at, I know before you had something where it was going to be almost a 10-year lease. So have we identified or thought about the type lease, 3-year, 5-year? That's what I'm bringing to the table, because we did identify last year with the 10-year lease or whatever time it was at K Street. We had paid close to $1 million. To be there. And I think I've said it before and continue to say it even now, that we need to be looking for a place to call home. And the other part, when I make that statement, I would ask that as we look for a place, to look for something and not start out with we can't afford it. We can afford anything that we need when you get the community behind you, because they're also saying the same thing. Why so much money to lease a place when we need to have something that belongs to us that we may be able to share with other people and generate some assistance in paying whatever it would be to be there? So the key is, and I'll say it again, any ideas, and I know you haven't talked to anyone yet, as to how long a lease would be that could possibly turn into something more than that, that we would own. Thank you.
So, yeah. So, again, the experience of the committee over the last year, the longer the lease, the more benefits you get from the landlord. The shorter the lease, the higher the rate. So it's going to be kind of one of those things where we're going to get squeezed a little bit. The ideal spot, obviously, is to be is probably 5 years, gives us some flexibility after a five-year period to determine if we want to go forward or not. Nothing is off the table. I think we had a brief discussion about appetite for purchase. Again, Pacifica is one entity. WPFW doesn't enter into buying property. The Pacifica National Board would have to do that, the directors. So if there's an appetite after the sale of one piece of property out west for buying another piece of property out east, I'd love to hear from our directors on that. But if not, we're going to go forward with trying to get and secure a lease. So, yeah, ideally it's a five-year flexibility. But remember that rates go up the shorter the lease. If we extend it out further, talking 10 years, then you get a little bit more benefit because the landlord feels that you're locked in for that period of time. So again, it's going to be up to our expertise through our broker to kind of, you know, negotiate for us and get us the best deal that we can based on our financial situation. And, you know, I appreciate the input. I know the community is very concerned, but the community, you know, in lobbying this committee needs to know that there's a set of directors that also need to be lobbied pretty directly. And if they want to go ahead and send, you know, me a direct email or the chair now an email with their concerns, we can then lobby the directors in terms of purchasing versus leasing and see what that appetite is with the fiduciaries of the organization. All right. Anything else on timeline development? So we're in the middle of trying to kind of pinpoint some strategy around the timing of activities. So I know we're going to hit the ground running. I don't know what the chair has or Dennis, if you want to talk about the cadence or the rhythm around meetings. There's that piece in terms of timeline that we may want to address here. If not, then, you know, we can always put that out later. Do you have an idea around when the committee might meet?
Yeah, what I would like to propose as a starting proposition is the first and third Wednesdays, which basically gives us a one week break from where we were before. That would still be, I was looking at the calendar, I think up until late April, that would still put us at pretty much every other week before we hit a month where there's a, you know, that we would need to skip a week. We can, you know, speed things up if we're getting close to something. I'm thinking that that's a good rhythm, and especially with, you know, Miyuki being in close contact with the broker, and with the assistance of a secretary, a lot of communication can happen, in between. But unless people, have a strong appetite for going back to every week, I would like to propose, that first and third. So the next meeting would be on February, 4th. I think it's the 4th.
No, 5th, I think. You get the fifth.
Fifth. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Any objections to that? Anybody want to discuss that? Okay.
All right. Hearing none. So we'll have that as a cadence for the meetings. And, Addie, we got to get you access to the Zoom account so that you can set those up. And you're familiar with Zoom, or do you need like a tutorial?
No, I use Zoom quite a lot. You know, I may have to figure out a little to But I use it all the time. And I know the different things, awesome. The device versus the link and all that stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect. All right. What I think we should probably do then is, Dennis, I think my suggestion then on timeline would then maybe the three of you, Victor, Miyuki, yourself, come together and then talk about milestones on that and then maybe bring it back to the committee. So, you know, those data points that were talked about already and then whatever, you know, maybe Ganal and that group has in mind, you could share with us. So, Miyuki, go ahead.
If possible, I'd like Mo to be included with that, Dennis, because Mo's the expert on the technical aspects, so sure. He's very helpful. I think he's considered part of management, but I just like him to be part of the group.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Not a problem. All right. All right. The timeline, more to come. Number 8, update on current list of potential properties. Where we landed, let me see if I can pull this up, from the last iteration of the committee. I think this is it. Oh, this is all of them. All right, let me try and read these off. So the first one that we've had, I'll give you the ones that we've had letters of intent with, and then we'll try and remember the rest of them. So the first one that we've really had a letter of intent with for quite some time is in Silver Spring, Maryland, 1110 Bonifant Street. In Silver Spring, and that's a fifth floor suite with elevator, so it's not a walk up. So we have, you know, full elevator access, plenty of parking there. We can try and send out a link for that. So we had a intent on that particular property. The second one was a 1530 Connecticut Avenue Northwest. That was a second floor. It's a walk up, but it has a entrance around the back sort of that you can come in through another door. So off the street, off the metro there near Cleveland Park, you have to walk up. But actually, you can actually walk around the back to enter that particular now property. These are all properties that were visited as well. Yes, Dennis.
Wasn't that like 35 something? The Connecticut.
35 something, was it?
I had a 3 in my head, but I could be wrong. It's the Cleveland Park one, right?
I'm sorry, 3520 Connecticut Avenue. That's correct. Yep, 3520 is the address. 3520 okay. Connecticut Ave Northwest.
Okay.
All right,
and
thank you for
is that. Is that the firehouse property?
Yes.
Yes. Yep, that's the firehouse.
Minerva has her hand up.
Oh, now. Sorry. Yeah. Yes, Minerva, go ahead.
Now, do you have a list somewhere that of what you're sharing right now, an updated list, so that you don't have to read them off like you're doing, so people can see what you're talking about? I mean, you called the one of them a far station or something. Is there some information that you're set? I mean, it's hard to try to envision what you're talking about for those who are not actual members of the committee, but LSB members trying to understand.
Yeah, nothing I can share with you at the moment. I can definitely send it back out as soon as we're done with the meeting.
Okay, thank you.
You can do that. Mm-hmm. No problem. All right, so those are the two that we had letters of intent on. The third one that we also had a letter of intent was 1003 K Street, Northwest DC. That property is probably out of the picture because of its build out time. It's a total shell. We visited that property a couple months ago, and maybe October, early November. And the landlord of that particular property, you know, basically said to us, it'll probably be a year build out. So that's not something we really can go forward with, even though we had a letter of intent on that particular property. So those are the three right now. There's that were letters of intent. There were others that were being considered, nothing that we firmly had with a landlord with regards to committing to. So right now, as it stands, the committee is going to be obviously evaluating other properties. Dennis.
Yeah, do you remember if the Bonifant property, if we ever shared our financials with them?
They never did share our financials with the Bonifant landlord, no.
Okay. I'm wondering if that's a step we ought to take just to make sure that, you know, if we're going to sort of keep, you know, basically to find out if it's viable to keep that on the list or not.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably check with Ganao and make sure that, they would facilitate that. I mean, we have to get them obviously the financials, but, they would submit those for us. Yes, Robert.
But where was it left? I mean, what they had given us a letter of intent, right? And then it expired, and then we were asking them for a new one or something like that.
We did renew it, the letter of intent, and that's where it stood because, again, we were kind of up against it in terms of getting out of 1990. So right. As it stands right now, it's just one or an updated letter of intent from them. Yep.
But so we have it or we don't have it or we're waiting for it? Or...
We do.
Oh, okay.
We have it. Yeah. Yeah. We definitely have it. Yeah. Yep. I will, I can probably hear that. Let me see if I have it here.
Is there any opposition to us, asking Ganao, and I guess we'd need management to pull some information together, but to share the financials as an update communication with that property. Are there any objections to doing that? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
I don't know, Tom, if you want to work with Miyuki et al. Trying to secure at least the most recent financials as possible that we can use to submit. Yeah.
Yeah, and all right, I'll draft a request for. From Miyuki and Tom to sort of get that ball rolling.
Yeah, I'm happy to help on all of this. And Kamal, can you send me the last version that you had, you know, passed out to these properties previously?
Yep. Yeah, financials. Yep,
yeah,
you got it. Yeah.
Yep. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. Any other updates on those properties? So those are the three that were in the hopper. Like I said, one of them is pretty much out, given the fact that it'll be a year plus build out on K Street. So any other questions or concerns there? All right, we're a little bit ahead of time, so I'm going to take some liberties. as the pro temp here. Mo, can you give us a little bit of update on where you are with the temporary space at Eckington? Can you let our membership know how things are going there?
Hi, good evening, everybody. Things are going fairly well. We have had some bumps in the road. I've explained this to other groups of programmers. I'll say it again here. The biggest issue is internet connectivity and how long it takes for us to get connectivity. The providers were on Christmas holiday, so things got even more delayed because of that. So we're very happy to say that we have a vendor, Comcast. They acted quickly to hand it off to a secondary vendor called Zayo. Zayo made inquiries and checked back with the serious people, and they're trying to expedite an installation. The good news, as of today, Sirius has extended the Zayo connection from their second floor equipment room over to our studio rack, which is to be done, I guess, in the next day or so, certainly by the end of the week. So we're really excited about that, because that means Zayo technicians can come in with their terminal equipment and get us connected. We desperately need to be on hard internet. That said, we have been operating on a 5G hotspot at Eckington since December 20th, and it has held up, but not 100%. We had some configuration issues for the first couple of weeks. Once we got that, our reliability rate went up, but still, every now and then, being close to that intersection at Florida and New York Avenue, we do get an occasional dropout of anywhere from 30 seconds to 2 minutes, and then it'll come back. And that's unavoidable. So the 5G hotspot is good for a backup, but for continuous coverage, it's not the way we want to go. So we keep your fingers crossed. We're doing well. It is also worthy to note that because of the generosity of our members, we had the money to buy a new console. Anybody that's been in the studio will tell you it's sleek, it's very modern, has all sorts of nice features on it. But because it's new territory for our operators, our programmers, and so there's been a learning curve with that, and we're very happy to say the learning curve has gone well. People are adapting and learning the pitfalls of this button or that, and that's, I guess, to be expected. Part of the deal with Sirius was that we inherited six commercial-grade, heavy-duty-grade Denon CD players, and they are in service. We had one fail, but because we had six, I was able to take the end one and put that one back in service, so we're good with that. Because of the internet connectivity issues, we've had some phone issues, and we got a piece of defective phone equipment, and our supplier, Arc Telecom, is replacing that piece this week. So that's all good. The phones are good. Generally speaking, we've had good results with call-in shows. And anytime we have a really major outage with the internet, of course, things drop and have to be reset. It's very annoying, I know, but it's becoming less and less a factor, and so I'm happy to report we're on better ground than when we started. The turntables, programmers have asked for remote start turntables. We have now a piece of equipment to do that. I was able to find one online, and it requires a little handwork, a little soldering work, and we expect to get that up and running. So overall, we're doing well. Programmers are coming in. Music programmers are coming in. And in the next couple of weeks, we're going to adventure on with bringing some of our public affairs programmers into the studio. We have preps for them, but because there's no sound isolation between the board op and whomever else may be in the studio, it makes it a little difficult to operate for the board operator. But we do want to go ahead with that. We think it's going to be a lot of fun to have folk in there. Those of you who have may already visited the studio can tell you it's large, it's comfy. The HVAC is not an issue. The lighting's not an issue. A lot of things that used to be an issue are not. including mitigating dust and dirt. I'm concerned about the health of folks who have to work in there. And thanks to Miyuki and others, we are keeping the place clean and presentable at all times. That alone is making the folks at Sirius very happy. They want us to be neat and presentable at all times. And so that's a daily effort with us. And I'll be happy to take any questions.
Thank you, Mo.
Ron. Miyuki, are you adding to Mo, or you have a question?
I'll wait till other. Yeah, go to Ron and Vernon, then I'll.
Ron, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, how you doing? Good work. I just want to confirm what you just said about the phones. Because for the past several weeks we have not been able to use the phones. So are you saying now that situation has been remedied? That we can reliably use phones for interview programs.
To the same degree that we've had problems with the internet, we've also had problems with phones. But as of last week, we were able to take inbound calls. We've had a problem with outbound calls. We've had a problem with guests on hold. And so the answer is yes. We are thinking this new piece of gear we're going to put in from ARC Telecom should resolve that issue. And once we get hard internet, then I can tell you, yes, it'll be fully reliable. So conditionally, the answer to your question is yes.
Thank you, Mo.
Mm-hmm. Verna.
So thank you, Mo, for your thorough report and all the hard work you guys are doing. And you touched on this briefly. You said we are operating on a hot spot, and how much longer are we going to be operating off that hotspot, or have we stopped? And because, as you know, 30 seconds to 2 minutes, that can be a lifetime.
An eternity.
Yes, during live radio. So where are we in terms of getting off that hotspot?
So that's what I said early on, Verna, mm-hmm. that getting off the hotspot and moving it back to secondary status is dependent on getting hardwire internet. And that's where Comcast and Zayo come in. Mm-hmm. And I've been pushing them very, very hard in the last week or 10 days to get a firm install date and to get a turn on date. We haven't gotten it yet, but Miyuki will tell you that our diligence to this has been relentless.
Okay. Yeah, I heard all that. So though we don't have a date yet.
No, we don't. Okay.
And
Sorry.
Thank you all for allowing public affairs programmers who are interested in coming in. Thank you for allowing them to come in. And I'm curious, do you detect a difference in the quality of the program from being in the studio to being on Zoom from your bedroom?
I absolutely do. There's a qualitative difference when people are there in person. They can see each other. And, I would just go to an observation I had when this whole COVID business started, that business learned that you cannot have a relationship unless you can shake a hand and see a person's face, connect them with their eyes. And I think the same thing applies to quality of programming, that people want to have that personal connection, particularly when they feel passionate about a subject, and particularly when they're articulate about their subject. They want to be able to express that to another person's face and see their reaction. So the answer to your question is absolutely yes. There's a difference with in-person programming.
Mm-hmm. But for public affairs programmers who are going to come into the studio, their guests will still be on Zoom, correct?
Yes. See, right now, yes. But we have a 3 microphone set up. Theoretically, at some point in the future, I'm not going to promise because programming is working on this, but say by springtime, you might be able to have a public interest programmer and possibly 2 guests in the studio.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you. Please mm-hmm.
take that. Okay. By the way, that's not my promise. That's not in my bail as to when mm-hmm. that happens.
I'm holding you to it, Mo. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Anybody else? I will go to Miyuki.
Thank you. I just wanted to highlight the fact that as quietly and as humbly as Mo explained all that, the job that he, Frenchie, Robert, and Kalia, because he was an engineer working all through that time, were really quite extraordinary. I spoke to Frenchie, who's another professional engineer, has built several studios throughout the city and in this geographical area. And he said the work that they did in 10 days or less was comparable to work that he's seen six engineers do in 6 weeks. And so there have been some bumps and there have been some issues, no questions. And, you know, we know what they are and we were dealing with them the best we can. But Mo and the team are highly, highly capable and should be commended for a tremendous job that they did, because there was, even though there are still breaks in broadcasting, there was no full break in broadcast. I mean, we should have actually, you know, the situation without having the internet, we considered, you know, completely shutting down for 2 or 3 weeks to wait till we get something. But there's been no disruption of broadcasting due to the service, commitment, and talent of these guys. And I can't tell you all enough about how much work they gave, sacrificed. And Robert's on this call too. Kalia is not, but Mo and then Majid and Frenchie, who Majid.
Don't forget Kobe.
And right, Frenchie comes with a pair. Kobe. They were there through the holidays, Christmas Eve, New Year's. I mean, they were there all the time. And I'm, you know, much so much so that Mrs. Thomas is not a fan of mine anymore.
Yeah, I caught the fires of hell, to put it mildly.
Yeah, so she's not a fan of me at all, apparently. But I'm just saying, you know, to say thank you just doesn't feel like enough sometimes. But I just want you all to know, as members of this committee, what a tremendous job that Mo, Robert, Majid, Frenchie, Kobe, and Kalia did through that period and make sure to that we got to where we are. That's all.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. And Robert, thank you too, though you're muted and no camera. But yeah, all of that. Thank you.
Well, all right, and you have to say, let me also interject while we're handing out flowers, that we had a number of folk, programmers, LSB members, volunteers that came in to help us move. The labor that was performed to clear 1990, get it loaded into my trailer. I think what we did, 3 or 4 major trips with that trailer to get the paper out, to get the furniture out, that deserves commendation as well.
Well, right here on this call, Thomas Chase, who became just part of WPFW family by being the most consistent mover recently, and then got a conversation with Kamau, and is now our treasurer. Thank you very much. See, that'll get you for talking to people.
There you go.
And then Sabu did not. Then Sabu came with his truck.
Yep.
And then he came to my house taking stuff to my, you know, cause there's a trailer in my backyard now with all our office stuff. But, you know, and then Kamau as a programmer was there.
We had two guys from Baltimore we've never met before.
Right.
That were commended to us by Majid, our ARC Telecom guy. They came in and did a whole lot of physical work as well in their truck and removed things.
And they went to Delaware to Mo's house and helped him unload. So
yes.
It's been a real community effort. I cannot thank people enough, but thank you all. Thank you all. Thank you. I've made it possible because we did pay for some removal. We had the college hunks come and take the file, you know, the big stuff, and they cleaned out the office. The office is totally, you know, done. But it saved us thousands of dollars by, you know, the elbow grease and the blood sweat that you all put into it. And so very, very
most importantly, nobody got hurt.
No one got hurt. Robert Fraser dismantled the studio by himself, the whole studio, which technologically is just phenomenal. I mean, it's just huge. So again, standing ovations for all. Thank you so much. And making, you know, doing that. Yeah, more of those.
Awesome. All right. So that is, the current state of things for the station right now. Yes, Dennis. Yeah.
I just want, Miyuki, I know you had mentioned, in the past, that there might be another location, that might be feasible. I'm wondering if that's something that you're willing to, that you're ready to discuss with the committee, or does it still need some more?
Well, I don't have any dollars and cents from them yet. So that's why, but just, in terms of what, Dennis went with me, Katia, Robert, and we went to look at a property, Tacoma in Tacoma Park. The House of Musical Instruments has a place called the School of Musical Instruments. It's a place that has plenty of parking. It's relatively safe. It's close to the subway. And it's consideration for us possibly to move. We can go there inexpensively for office space, in a place where we can take have volunteers come answer phones so we can save money during the drives. We saw a place last week. I've asked him twice and he hasn't gotten the numbers to me yet. And there's that place that we talked about before the break on 16th Street, where there's a building that may be able to negotiate. We may be able to negotiate, you know, what Minerva was talking about earlier with, you know, we don't want to get into a 10-year lease. If possible, both those places may be amicable to a 5-year lease, which gives us more flexibility in terms of what we may be able to do, whether we could, you know, accrue enough money to buy a place, or if we can. I'm still working on trying to be a candidate for the Reeves building, which isn't supposed to be ready for another 2 to 3 years, which means 4 or 5 years at least. So in talking to different people, we're trying different solutions, different options. The best thing for WPFW. The most important thing, though, I think that the reason I just commend everybody who gave, you know, something to this project is that as long as we work together, if we could keep rowing the same way, if we keep focused on what's the most important for the station, we're going to achieve it. This thing with the studio was a huge boon for us. The quality of our sound has improved. I don't know if everyone can notice, but I've gotten comments from listeners who say that we sound better, and it's clear. I mean, of course, it doesn't help when we go out or something, but the sound is fuller, warmer, and clearer. And it's the rent is something that can give us some flexibility in terms of trying to figure out where we're going to go. As long as we continue to behave as a station, as programmers, we can stay there because this is an experiment on the part of them as well. So, we have a year's lease, but we each have a 60-day out. And hopefully they'll never use it on us. And hopefully when we use it on them, it's because we're going to go somewhere where we want to go and that we're ready to go. But right now we're in a really solid, position where we can hopefully raise enough money or grow enough money to be in a stronger, even stronger position when we're ready to move.
Thank you. I see Addie and then Tom. Addie, go ahead.
Thank you, Miyuki. I was wondering, so can you clarify for me how the office is working now? Are you guys all working from a home?
Everyone was pretty much, since COVID, a lot of people were working remotely anyway. I was working on trying to get people to come back into the office on some type of schedule. But everyone's doing it remotely now. I am going to try to invest some monies in improving everyone's computer and printing capabilities, those kind of things, so they're not having to run to Kinko's or things like that. And at one point, and this isn't anything against Mo, so he gets upset every time I say it. At one point, there were computers with Windows 98 on them. Oh, so I'd like to get us updated, and I like to get us some better. Debo didn't say anything. I like to get us, you know, that kind of stuff. But yeah, right now we're working remotely. The idea though, again, we need it. The biggest thing, in terms of saving money is having phone volunteers on the weekends. That's when most of the money comes in. That's when we can save money with Telerep. And I just am trying to determine what place that would be best for us right now. If we can't figure that out by the end of this week, Mo and I agreed we can't. We'll just have to go to Telerep because we don't have enough time to set up the phones and the computers. I mean, everything's boxed, ready to go. But if we don't know where it's going to be by this week, we can't do it for a drive that's going to start on February 9th. But that's what we're striving for now and waiting to hear from these other people to see what they have to say. Sirius is offering us a space as well, but they have so we have a couple of options. It depends on the price because it costs too much, you know, all that work.
Right.
It just goes to rent instead of, so.
Right. But the House of Musical Traditions, is that you're talking?
School. Not the house, it's across the street. There's a house.
Oh, right.
They have another place called the School of Musical Traditions. It's not the best for broadcasting, one, because the biggest room has a window to the outside to it, and it would take us a lot, it would be very expensive to try to soundproof.
My question was, so you're not just talking about that for office space, you're talking about that for...
It can't be a studio. It can't be a studio because the air vents are too low. Mo didn't come to this one, but Robert was there and he's also engineering kind. And he said that the air vents that there are, they have school there and they have drumming classes.
Oh my gosh. And then,
so that just, the air vents.
Right.
It's a circular space room where everything sort of connects, and that just would not work on days that they had class over having us, you know, we could not soundproof it enough.
Right. So you're considering, so we would be considering that.
This is an office space.
As an office space. Okay. Got it. And now how is it working with, like, you've got a two post office boxes, right?
Yeah, not great. I just found out that they don't take, they won't take packages even this size. This is not.
Wow.
I just found out. So I have to, we have to get a, I mean, there's a couple of other options, but they don't take anything this size, which is problematic because this is our check release from the lockbox. So, and then all the CDs that are coming, I've already told the programmers they have to, you know, make it come to their home address, but that's the problem.
How do the programmers get their mail?
They don't. The way I told them, you can't have, you know, there's no mail. Well, there's no, I mean, they can have it sent to the PO box, and I'm just delivering. I'm postwoman as well.
Oh my gosh.
It's no big deal. I mean, I just run to this, you know, station, I give it to them, drop it off the night before they're there or something, and tons aren't coming in yet. It's not that time of year yet. Some CDs come in for a couple programmers and that's it. So we're doing okay. We're doing more than treading water, but you know what I mean? We're not swimmingly okay, but we're doing better than just treading water. We're doing okay.
It's amazing. That's amazing an amount of work.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's a community, you know, group effort. Everybody. Yeah. Everybody.
All right. Thank Ron, you, Addy. Tom. I got you, Ron, after Tom. Go ahead, Tom.
Thanks. I just wanted to let you know that I reached out to a friend that works in the county executive office, executive's office in Montgomery County. And she forwarded some information to the head of real estate for the county to see if they have any space available and hopefully maybe refer us to other private real estate opportunities if they know that. So I just ran into her at the Peace Ball and talked to her about it and got this follow up. So any further follow up, I'll directly connect up with Dennis and the committee of Miyuki, if anything fruitful comes from that.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you, Thomas.
Thanks, Tom. Ron.
Yeah, how you doing, Miyuki? Just a quick question. Have we had any, issues with the, with our policy about, not promoting where we are and such and such. Have we encountered any problems along those lines?
No, sir.
Great.
Absolutely.
That's it. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Sounds great. Appreciate the updates on the current location. From management, sounds like a lot of mitigating activities. Things are, you know, having to be picked up. The remote work is tough, and hopefully we can at least, get some effective and efficient equipment for everybody while they're at home, and it doesn't turn into a little bit more stressful situation. So please keep us abreast of that. Miyuki et al., so that we, you know, can be aware of any assistance that we might be able to provide. Not just this committee, but the full board as well. Right?
Yes, sir.
All right, no problem. I'm going to pass the gavel. Number 9 says words from the chair. So, Dennis, if you want to say something, and then after Dennis, we'll open it up for the floor for questions. So, Dennis.
Okay, thank you. I don't have a lot to say because I did not know until a little while ago that would be me. First I want to thank, Kamau for the, tremendous job he's done, sort of threading this needle for the last, year and a half or so. It's been a very difficult task, and because of your work, I'm hoping it will be somewhat less difficult moving forward. So I thank you for that on behalf of the committee and the board and the membership. I'm glad we talked about those milestones. I do want to keep us on track. You know, things like you know, the possibility of staying at Eckington is something that I would want to personally, I would want to entertain only if that looked like that was going to be our best deal for a mid to long term, you know, to stay there for some number of years, not for another, you know. What I don't want to do is roll over this sort of, you know, 1 year deal again. I want us to get someplace. You know, similarly, you know, I'm certainly open to, you know, keeping our eyes on, possibilities of a deal that would lead to acquisition. A lot would need to go into that. As you said, Kamau, in addition to needing the blessings of the Pacifica board leadership, you know, we need, probably, a different kind of, financial base than we have right now. Or at least an opportunity for that. So that's the main thing. What I'm, hoping is that, you know, the reason I mentioned trying to see where we are with Bonifant, to sort of keep the ball rolling. If we're going to keep that on the list and to know where we are, follow up with Tom to see if anything comes up with this other Montgomery County, thing. And then just to let, we'll let Victor know that we are, you know, back in business and, you know, for them to start looking, you know, aggressively, for some things that we can really zero in on over the next 2 to 3 months. I welcome, the full participation of, other members of the, of the board and the community as we have here, tonight. All are welcome. So that's it. And I will, I'll do my best starting in 2 weeks to keep us moving in a good direction.
Absolutely. We're in good hands, sir. Thank you so much, Dennis. I see Verna. Yes.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I can't thank you enough, Kamau, for the excellent work that you did in, leading the committee last year, getting us to this point. You and, of course, all the other team members as well. And it's just exciting to see us functioning as a team. And as a, you know, as a body that's working with the spirit, the love, all that, it's good. It's exciting. I hope we can stay in that, vibe. But also want to suggest that perhaps we need to develop two specific strategies. One, we need to really focus on, if we're going to purchase a property, what is the strategy? Somebody needs to be working on that while we're still working on finding this next place for us, if it's going to be a, you know, a 5-lease situation or whatever. But, you know, aside from lobbying the board, we need to have, are those brokers looking for properties that we can purchase, or are they just looking for properties that we can rent? If not, we need to have somebody start to look for properties that we can purchase. And I think that we just need to put maybe some sort of a subcommittee or something together to really focus in on that at the same time, because that is our ultimate goal. We know it. Everybody knows it. And unless we do something very specific to make it happen, you know, we don't want to get caught up in just, you know, going from 1 5-year lease to another. So that's what I want to suggest, that we do that perhaps next meeting. Oh, and also the 2 meetings a month is fine, because we're constantly going to properties in between the meetings anyway. So it's a lot of activity. I just want to let the new members know that. All right. Thank you. That's all.
And actually, I think Tom is the only new full member.
Yeah.
As it turns out.
But some of the others may be going to see the property as well.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody's welcome. So I don't want to necessarily answer you directly, Verna. I think you're right. I mean, obviously there's purchasing and there's leasing. And I just think that the lift of a purchase, if we're going to go that route, really has to be, there has to be a foundation financially and, like I said, an appetite for it within the network. And if we want to bring that forward as a committee, we could have a motion here, bring that forward, and then have our LSV push something like that. If that's really the committee's ultimate goal is to go after purchasing a property, let's at least have our national board on notice that that's one of the tracks that we're pursuing, so that we don't get caught up in this search for a property, think that we can put a down payment down and the national body says, well, not really something we want to do. So let's set ourselves up for success by at least getting that information or getting that desire for the committee, you know, in their heads first, get them on board before we start running around looking for things to buy.
I agree. Okay. And that's what I'm saying. There needs to be a strategy. They need to be lobbied. We need to get their buy-in. We need to get them to say, yes, if you all find a property, we are going to help with the down payment. And then there needs to be a whole committee to raise money through the membership, the community. So it's not something that I'm saying we abandon the search for a 5-year lease. But I think we can work on these two things at the same time.
What I would suggest is let's prepare something for the chair to evaluate in the way of a motion, and then the body can talk about it. I think we just have to have it in writing. I don't think we can just, you know, talk in committee about it. I think we have to have it in writing and let it flow up the chain of command as need be.
Ron, did my thought.
Yes, Ron.
Yeah. So the quick and dirty version of all this would be just to have a conversation with Stephanie. Find out, you know, where Pacifica is, because you know the money situation. So the question is, as been stated, does the board, you know, does the network have the ability to purchase? So, you know, rather than go all the way around Robert Hood's bond, let's just have a conversation with Stephanie, see where she thinks the network is in terms of that prospect. And that way we won't be spinning our wheels. And if she says, hey, you know, go for it, you know, then great. Then we've got an impetus to move forward with this. But if she says, look, you know, we're not going to be able to do this for several years or whatever, you'll know it. We'll know what we're dealing with. So that's just my suggestion, that we just have a conversation with Stephanie, you know, about that prospect, about the possibility of purchasing a building, and what it would take for us to do so. That's it.
Yeah, let me respond by saying I agree. I was thinking along those lines, and I think, you know, if she says, she seems open to the possibility, then that's a good sign. If she doesn't, then at least as we discuss it, then we have a sense of what the challenge is, right? That it's, if we feel strongly about moving in that direction anyway, then we understand that that's an obstacle to be overcome, that we need to, that we would need to win over Pacifica's approval because ultimately approval would be necessary, but we would need to, you know, to do some serious lobbying as opposed to having an audience that's already inclined to move in this direction. So yeah, I agree that that makes sense.
Perfect. Thank you, Ron and Dennis and Miyuki.
Yeah, I just wanted to share with folks that I have spoken to Stephanie in the past about the possibility about buying a building, and at that point, she was not opposed to anything like that. So just, I think the biggest obstacle, the biggest thing that the challenge would be, as Verna stated, or and you know Minerva talked about, we have to have the bank. We have to have money. We have a drive coming up February 9th into the 22nd. Instead of being a 3-week drive, I made it a 2-week drive because right now we're okay. The money, you know, we're okay. And we just had a drive in December, and trying to spare the audience for another long, protracted 3-week drive, I thought would be too much. So we hope that we can make this drive, we can raise money. And while we're raising money, we're considering, you know, also asking for an extra, you know, 20, if you're giving $100, maybe you can give $125 toward the building fund or something. So we spend a lot of the money from the relocation fund in order to relocate. And now we have to replenish that. But that could easily turn into a capital campaign, a real capital campaign, where we are aggressively throughout the year with different projects and objectives and grants, trying to get the funding that we would need to have the down payment, or maybe to get someone, Mo suggested a really interesting idea in that we get a trust. Anyway, that's different. That's too much going down too much of the rabbit hole. But the point being, it's all, you know, we can do almost anything we want if we can raise the funds to do it. So right now we're catching up. I just found out about a couple of new bills that I didn't expect today. But you know, we'll take care of those and see where we are after the build out is completed. We're still doing the hardwire things, which I'm not sure how much it's going to cost. I have a general idea. But after that, we need to buy something. We need a down payment and everything it costs to, you know, rehab and everything else. So, Verna's right. We have to, you know, have more than one ball in the air if that's our long-term goal. And we've already, as I said, we're talking about it. It's just that how much can we keep asking, you know, the same 5,000 people for support. And so, what I'm getting ready to send out a letter to the listenership. I need someone to work on grants. I've been presented with various grants that we can apply for, but I just don't have the time to focus on that. But we need someone really to focus and doing grants. We're having our 48th, anniversary party on the 23rd. Of February at Bus Boys and Poets in Hyattsville. We have some smaller events coming up, the showing of Patrice Lumumba's film, as well as perhaps an afternoon or evening with Amy Goodman. So that's February, March, and April. That's January, February, March. We have three extra things to augment the drive, the 2-week drive. But whatever you can do to ensure that the drive is a success would be much appreciated. Or whatever you can do to get your friends and family to donate and support the station in terms of the station. And then maybe we should rename it the Capital Campaign or something, but to replenish the relocation funds. And again, I've already, this is a longer story, but at one point we had 15,000 supporters about 12 years ago. We had 15,000 people who donate to the station. We're down to 5,000. Now, luckily, those 5,000 the last 10 years make a whole lot more money than they made 10 or 12 years ago, because instead of giving us $35, they give us $100 or $200. But it's, again, we have to get some new members. We have to get new members. So meeting with the youth – I'm going too long. I'm sorry. Wayne's not here to maybe be quiet. But so we can do whatever we want, but we have to raise money.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. So it sounds like the executive director is on board. So no need to, push that any further. It's just a matter of organizing the committee around, both aspects of real estate purchase and lease. And I think actually there were some, opportunities, I think at some point, that came our way, but again, you know, without the finances at that time a year ago, they were just not able to capitalize. Anything else? Yeah, I'm sorry. We're opening it up for questions. This is, we're on number 10. Any questions from the community, from the committee? I appreciate Joyce and your information in the chat. Thank you so much for that information from the bylaws regarding financial reporting. Tom, if you want to take note of that, I don't know if you're seeing that. Anything else? All right. So the chair has set us for the 5th of February. So look for that. Congratulations to Dennis and Addie, both chair and secretary for the ensuing year. And looking forward to a strong finish and get us into a great place, you know, in 2025. All right. Appreciate everybody. And we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Thank you, everyone, for your work. And thank you, and all. Thank you, Kamau. You did a really good job. Yeah. Thank you, Kamau.
Thank you. Bye, thank you all.
Thank you, everybody.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Thanks.
All right, you guys.